Thank you for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you were blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
Every Tuesday is going to be a little different. Tonight is a little different. This is a prophetic meeting place. It's kind of like we're beginning to ask God, how do we do a little bit of the IHOP and the prophetic and mix them together to bring glory and honor to God and to flow so that we can begin to hear His voice and flow in His voice. So this is kind of a, like a hybrid thing that we're doing tonight. But you know what? God's into it. God loves it. God loves those that desire to go on the edge and trust Him. So why don't you stand? I'm going to pray. I'm going to give it over to Stan, and he'll introduce this evening to you a little bit, and we'll begin to just see where the Lord takes us. But again, next Tuesday, Concord Mall, between Joanne Fabrics and J.C. Penney's, you enter that hallway there, and we're right there at the Concord Conference Center until our building gets done. Okay? All right. Lord, we just ask for your presence. Lord, we ask that we would always plan to pray, that we would plan our day with prayer, that we would plan our day with worship, that we would plan our day to be able to listen to your voice and to walk in your presence so that we're sure about our destiny. And so, Lord, I even ask tonight that you would flow, that there would be nothing of the flesh here tonight, that we wouldn't try to make something happen, but we would allow you to make it happen as we worship before you. And so, Lord, it doesn't matter what style of worship we have tonight. It's about our hearts before you. So prepare our hearts that we would be able to bring it before you and just have unity in this room and proclaim your goodness and your mercy. For you are good and your mercy endures forever. Amen? Amen. Give him praise tonight as we move in this. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Go ahead, Stan.
As we move forward through tonight, we're going to do a couple different cycles, things cycle through. Everybody on this team here is part of an IHOP team, and also everybody on this team, a lot of us are part of the prophetic. The Lord really spoke to Roy and Emily about integrating the IHOP with the prophetic with the IHOP. And so this is a part of that hybrid, as Bob has already said. It's a little bit of both. And as we move through, you're going to see elements of the IHOP and elements of the prophetic. But know that at the end of the evening, our plan is still to have the personal prophecy where the team has the recorders for you to come up. But there's a part of us that we're going to be able to hear from the Lord tonight. So just this is a prophetic atmosphere where we have the prophetic here, we have the IHOP, we're in the house of prayer. You're here because the Lord speaks to you. You're here because you have a hunger to hear the voice of God. So we're here tonight to facilitate that, to be a part of that, of your journey of hearing from the Lord. So, Lord, we thank you for this. Amen.
Light of the world, you step down. Here I am to bow. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
Here I am
to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You're altogether lovely, altogether worthy, altogether wonderful to me.
Here I am
to worship. Here I you deserve.
deserve the glory.
I exalt thee.
appeal and request to God about the condition of our hearts. About the condition of our hearts. Lord, remove the hardness and callousness that's in our hearts so that we may see and hear what you're saying. Lord, you know as we stray in our affections, as we stray in our desires and motivations, our heart strays from you. Lord, be our first love always. Be our first love always. Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellsprings of life. God, we need your help to steward our heart. We need your help to be aware of the condition of our heart, to see our blind spots. Only you, Lord, know our heart. We ask that you would reveal our heart to us, that you would cause our heart to be like yours, that we would be able to see what you're saying, hear what you're saying. Lord, our ability to hear your voice, as you know, depends so much on the condition of our heart. God, help us to steward our heart.
Lord, you tell us in Matthew 12:34 that out of the overflow of our heart, the mouth speaks. So God, we're asking that you would put the good things of God in our hearts, Lord, that we would store up the good things, that when our mouth speaks, it speaks the very words of God.
Affection. Don't feel like I'm punishing. Don't feel like I'm angry or that I'm bringing a curse. But the Lord says I'm bringing my love in a greater way. I'm releasing the light of my word in your heart in a greater way so that you can love me with fullness of heart, so that you can love me with all of your heart. Give me your heart, says the Lord. I want your heart. I want all of your heart.
I need more of you.
no divided hearts. Looking for wholehearted worshipers.
I want all of you. 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 I want all of you.
I'm jealous for your heart, says the Lord. I'm jealous for your love. I love you with an everlasting love. Give me your heart, my beautiful ones. I adore you. Let me pour my love out into your heart in a greater way. Give me your whole heart. I want all of your heart, says the Lord.
Say yes to you, Lord, and no to the world. Yes to you and no to the world.
Heart. I encourage you to bear your heart now before the Lord. Let the Lord shine His light deep in your heart. Invite Him into the deepest place, the places of your heart. Give Him permission to have full and free access in your heart.
First cycle, and we're gonna at this time we're gonna take up our offering before we move into another cycle. And this whole offering goes to the prophetic ministry that's just sown into this whole region. So, Lord, we thank you for Ryan and Emily and their hearts for the prophetic, Lord, and their heart to have people hear the voice of God for themselves throughout this region. God, we thank you for the seeds that they have sown into this region. God, we ask your blessing upon them. In the prophetic ministry, Lord, we ask that you would receive this offering for the furthering of the prophetic ministry in this region, God. We thank you for it, Lord.
Bless the Lord, oh my. Personal song to the Lord right now.
Higher, higher,
beautiful one, majestic God, the glorious God. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Receive our song, God.
Cycle, we're going to make our appeal and request to God about our ability to hunger and understand for His living Word. Matthew 4:4 says, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God." Lord, we thank You that the Word is continuing to proceed from Your mouth. It has not stopped. But You are continuing to speak. You continue to speak, God. We thank You that we cannot live by bread alone, but we live based by Your Word. Give us this day, God, our daily bread, the bread of Your Word. Cause us to hunger and to thirst for Your Word. Lord, that Your truth would supersede our opinions, our desires, the truth of man. But Your truth, which is absolute truth, O author of truth, that Your Word would be alive and ever springing forth like a living well out of us. God, give us understanding of Your Word. We repent that in this generation, people say that your word is like fables or stories or not to be taken literal. We take your word literal. We consume your word. We love your word. We hunger for your word. Lord, teach us how to understand your word and cause us to have even a greater passion and conviction for your word, Lord.
Lord, give us the language of your word. That when we speak, Lord, we speak your word. Give us the language and the dialect of your word. Because of our study of your word, the deepness of it, the hours that we spend in it, Lord, that your word would come out of us. That the lost and dying world around us won't even know, won't even be aware of the word of God coming out of us until you reveal it to them. So, Lord, let us speak your word throughout the day. Let it come out of us, God.
Opportunity to respond. Open your ears to hear and your eyes to see. I hear the Lord say, my word is like a fire that burns within you. Let my word burn within you. Let my word be like a fire that burns the things that are impure, the things that are not of me, the things that are of this world, things that try to compete with my love. Let my word burn within you like a fire. My word is like a hammer, says the Lord, a hammer that breaks the stony heart. Let my word enter into you and break open your heart, says the Lord. For surely I'm going deep in your hearts and the hearts of all of those that are in this place. All of you, I'm going deep, says the Lord. Let my word burn within you. Let my word burn within you. That even in the night, my word will awake you and is burning within you. That even in the times that are inconvenient to your day, let my word burn within you.
I'm blowing on the embers of your heart. I'm blowing on the embers of the fire in your heart to start a new fire, a new flame, a greater flame than before. Receive my wind. Receive my wind in the fire of your heart tonight.
The kisses of your word come and kiss.
the kisses of your word.
Come and kiss me
with the kisses of your word.
We speak about the word of the Lord. Is what's being attacked in this day. Men and women are trying to tickle your ears. With the not the fullness of the truth of God. God wants you to understand, wants me to understand, that when the word of the Lord says through Isaiah, or when Jesus says it in the New Testament, he says, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me." That means that the presence of the living God, the Father, the power of the Holy Spirit is upon me. Too much has been done by knowledge and not the Spirit of the living God. So the Lord says that you need to have a plan to enter into His presence to fulfill your purpose. And if you try to fulfill your purpose without His presence, you need to go back with a plan to pray into His presence to fulfill your purpose. God is saying that in this hour, that He's not going to move the way that He's moved before in the past, because His mercy and His grace was so abundant in the midst of the transition and the change that Christ was bringing to the church. But in this hour, He wants to anoint us with His presence. And He's not going to do anything, no matter what ministry or where you are, unless that ministry is all about His presence and all about Jesus. If a man or woman gets saved and they're not brought into the presence of God, they're almost taught sometimes to be a hypocrite, of how to act a certain way, talk a certain way. But this is how you should act and this is how you should talk. When you're in the presence of the living God and He begins to speak through you and you begin to speak to others. So don't deny the presence of the Lord. Do whatever it takes. Put together a plan to be in the Word, to be in His presence. It says that the Lord is upon me to bring good news. And if you're doing things all up here, if you're doing things just from knowledge and not the presence of the Lord, you're going to lack greatly. Now listen. Things are shifting and changing so fast that if you try to live on stale bread, if you try to live on old revelations, they're not going to get you through the days ahead. When the Spirit of the Lord begins to bind us together in the true love of God, which is the glue of the Lord, spoken by a prophet, Bob Jones, he calls it, God is like a circle. He has no edges. So when the adversity winds begin to blow, it can't catch any resistance and blow anything down when you're in God's circle. You follow what I'm saying? So when the hurricane winds begin to happen in the United States, when things begin to shift and change, and religious systems no longer can figure out what to do, it's those people that reside in the place of God's presence, and that's all about Jesus, that will lead many people to the presence of Christ, because they live in the presence of Christ. So what we desire is a unity with no resistance, but with the unity of the love of God. So when all hell breaks loose, we can stand in the midst of our love. And if it's not authentic love, God will deal with us and bring us into that place of authenticity. So don't worry, don't fret. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart as you move in this hour and the days ahead. In Jesus' name, amen. A beautiful place right here. To just let you know again, those that came in late, next Tuesday, the meeting place will be at Concord Mall, and you will will enter into the hallway that's between Joann Fabrics and J.C. Penney's on the east side of the mall. So next Tuesday, we're going to be speaking about a passion to know Jesus. We're going to be speaking about prophecy. We're going to be speaking about Israel and the reports that we're getting out of Israel to bring to you. So just in a few minutes, we're going to begin to do some ministry time here. But again, as Roy and Stan said earlier, we're asking the Lord, take the house of prayer, take the prophetic, take the meeting place and open up a door to the community. Open up a door to the region that people can come in and experience a little bit of the house of prayer. Because again, the temples that are going to be sustained in the days ahead, we all are temples of the living God. But when we gather together in the house of the Lord, those temples are temples that have a capstone. You guys know what a capstone is? The capstone is Jesus and only Jesus. And so if there's anything else, if there's the exaltation of man, because he's dealing with that whole thing of exaltation on people. And if that capstone over any ministry is not Jesus, over any song is not Jesus, over any gift is not Jesus, then God, because of his love, will get you to allow him to be the only capstone of your life or your ministry. In Jesus' name. Amen. So next Tuesday meeting place. Not for a moment.
We're going to do one more song. And I want to encourage all of you to go ahead and stand as we do this last song together. And then we're going to do some ministry. And so if you want prophetic ministry, I encourage you to hang around. But throughout the night, the Lord is encouraging us to give our hearts wholly. We're in a time where our hearts compete with other things. God wants to be our first love. We have other loves aside from God. And this is a night that I feel like the Lord is saying, resync your heart with my heart. Resync your heart and allow my word to dominate you. Allow my word to lead you. So as we enter into this song and this time of worship, open your heart. If you're seeing things that the Lord is telling you to let go of, allow yourself to let go of them. God has caused you to take notice on things. God is speaking to you tonight. How many of you know that God has been speaking to you tonight? Amen. Well, God, for those that aren't sure, we ask that you'd bring a new surety. We ask that you'd speak to every person here and make them aware that you are talking to them, that it's your word within them. Let your word be like a fire in Jesus' name.
Here in your
some joy to every tear that suddenly wiped away. Here in your presence, all of my gains now fade away. Every crown no longer on display. Here in your presence.
And Lord, we thank you so much for this time that we've had with you. To worship, to hear your voice. That you've gone deep within our heart. There's a cleansing that has taken place tonight. You cleansed us with your word. You cleansed us with your loving presence. Lord, we pray that this would persist even when we leave. We pray that tonight would be the beginning of the rest of the days of our life, God. That from this moment on, we'll never be the same. That there's something new that you've done within us. There's something new you've added to us. That tonight would be a change and a night to remember. I'm going to call the prophetic team up here. We're going to begin to do some ministry. And as some of you may know, these services, we like to do 1 or 2 minute prophecies. It's important for you to have a recording device or something to write things down. We encourage you that if you need to hear from the Lord to come on up, you can just choose anyone on the team. We're going to go ahead, the team come up and just line up in front here. And we just want to remind you that we have prophetic training classes that are available. Every third Friday, we have what we call the School of the Prophets. And we're going to be doing that also in the Concord Mall in the new location. So I just want to encourage you, come out and see where we are. Come out and check out the mall. Check out the new location. And get familiar with where we are and what's going on. We want to do all that we can to help you in your spiritual journey. And so I just feel like also the Lord wanted to say one more thing tonight. And that was, I heard the Lord just say over and over that this is I heard the phrase over and over, breakpoint, breakpoint, breakpoint. I feel like this is a time of breakthrough and a particular time for many who have been waiting on breakthrough and some type of a period, like the timing of God for your harvest, for the time of breakthrough, for you to come out of a season maybe of waiting on the Lord, being pruned. But God is leading you deeper into His presence for that breakthrough time. And if that's you, if that applies to your life, I'm going to encourage you to claim that. Go home and pray it, believe it, confess it. Expect the breakthrough and expect and to know and believe that you are at a breakpoint in your life. Amen? Well, God bless you. And again, if you want a prophetic word, come on up. And if some of you are just kind of waiting, as you wait, I encourage you to sit still. And as they worship, wait on the Lord. This would be a good time for you to begin to write the things that you hear and see down. Because you're in such an environment now to hear the voice of God. Extend your faith to hear from the Lord. The Lord wants to communicate and commune with you. Amen? So you can come up if you want a prophetic word.